Blog Talk Radio.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists." Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
God bless you tonight. This is Crossroads the Ancestor. I got some serious respect. I share my ancestor tonight. Crossroads our ancestors tonight. But as we talk, I want to see what's going on down in Texas where they're whooping people riding horses and ain't nobody said nothing about it. 10,000 Haitians, they're rushing them back to Haiti. What about those other people they brought? I got Dr. Christian here. Dr. Christian's going to speak on that. Because I'm talking about crossing over with our ancestors tonight. But I'm going to have Dr. Christian to come and have something to say about this. Dr. Christian on the... Okay, let me see where you at. Okay, Dr. Christian, God bless you tonight.
Hello?
Christian, you're on?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to say this to you before I get started. Mm-hmm. This is most time crossing over with our ancestors. And I was going to cross over with our and our black ancestors who told me what's happening, what's going on in the world today. But since this Haitian thing come up, I want to say this to everybody listening. Those black people in Haiti, those black people is our folks. And we got to take care of our folks. I was shocked to see them whoop them with whips and pull them. They didn't do nobody else like that that came in. Dr. Christian, you're on. You have something to say. If anybody want to say something,
well,
Christian, on the phone, I will talk to you too. Go on, Dr. Christian.
Also, can I acknowledge what they're doing to the spinach and the lettuce?
No, I want to deal with that Jamaican stuff because that's deeper.
All right. Well, you know, it's been all over the internet. You know, right now, a lot of social media get all of this news before it even hit regular global news on TV.
That's right. They filtered the news out what they wanted to hear.
Absolutely. And you get more real news on Instagram, Facebook, you know, TikTok than you do before. Yeah, you get all the news. You get what's really going on in the world in some of these cases. Of course, you have to filter through some of it. But you get the real stuff on all of those social media websites before you get it on national news because they don't want you to know what's really going on. And they didn't even want this to be exposed, but so many people put the video out all over social media, they didn't have no choice but to put it on national news, how they was treating the Haitians. And it's so sad that those people were just going across. They had to go leave America. They've been here for 2 weeks ever since the earthquake happened. They've been that storm took place over there. They've been over here in this country. They have many refugees over here. They had 12,000 refugees over here. And they've been housing those people, but they haven't fed them. They haven't gave them any medical assistance. They haven't done anything for them. And the sad part about it is, would they done spent all these billions of dollars and trillions of dollars over in Afghan to bring these Afghans here? They're going to make sure they have a home. They're going to make sure those people have a home. They're going to make sure they have food. They're going to make sure they have the money that they need when they get here, just like some of the Mexicans. That's at least in the, it's unfair that those Mexicans are still sitting in concentration camps because that's pretty much what they are. But they're being fed. That's the difference between them and the black Haitians that came over here as refugees. It's sad that they had to go cross over to Mexico just to get something to eat. They had to cross over to Mexico just to get some help. They had to cross over to Mexico. And that's so sad when they came to America for help. And they America is showing just what they're doing for us as black people, just how much they care. Y'all voted for this man. Y'all put Biden in there, thought he was going to be better than Trump, but he's going to be more of a tyrant than Trump will ever be, and y'all going to see it. But he's already beginning to show his ugly face right now, how they treating them black people, how they been treating them through the history of the years that the Haitians been needing help and coming over here to America. They haven't given them help. They've sent them back. They returned them several times on the sea, in the water, trying to escape oppression over there in their country. And the only reason why they're oppressed is because France had them under oppression. They had to repay back all kind of debts to France. When those black people, when those slaves revolted over there and took that country over, France, to keep the war and not have more war and to keep peace, they negotiated to pay France for, 200, 300 years, 400 years? That's why those people are in debt. That's why they can't give above water, and America has been a part of that. A lot of people don't even understand that, but those people have been suffering for eons. Those people haven't been able to get a top for many years, and mostly it's the oppressors that's been doing it, America and France. And now they come here and they look for help, but we can help everybody else. We can help. Look what they do. Look what they do. We, as black people in this country, everybody get help. Everybody get assistance but us. When we go for assistance, we got to be beat down. We gotta have all our paperwork in order. Everybody could come here, get food stamps. They get $1,800 in food stamps. They get $18 in housing, $100 in housing allowance. They get $4,000 a month in checks to live here. That's why they've been able to come here and start businesses and create and get and take care of their own community. We've been sitting here waiting on our country to at least give us a helping hand, and the only helping hand we be getting is maybe $50 or $100 in food stamps, a few little welfare checks, and that's it. Nothing to really help us start businesses, nothing to really do something to help our community. Every time the black man try to do something to build his own community, throughout the history, they have shown that they destroyed it. Look what they did to Black Wall Street. Look what they did to several communities. Look what they did to New York. They stole New York. They killed the black people in New York that had New York, had Manhattan Island, and took it from them. It was so many black communities that had prosperity in this country, and they didn't want to still have prosperity, and they destroyed it again. And now look what they're doing to these people. They taking the opportunities from these people. They didn't think nobody was going to show it. It was independent filming going on there, not just filming from
NBC,
CNN, Imagine Network. It was independent people going there filming what was going on, filming them, whooping them people. What you going to whoop them for? You ain't whoop them Mexicans. You ain't whoop them Afghanistan. You ain't whoop them Indians. You ain't whoop them Arabs. And I'm not talking about the Native Indians. I'm talking about the West Indians. You ain't beating them and whooping them, but you going to whoop the Haitians? You going to beat them? You going to tell them get the hell out of our country? Didn't you hear them say that? They said that to them people. Get the hell out of our country. Go back where you came from. They was telling those people that. They was telling them why they was whooping them and hitting them. And I'm like, what is, every time we turn around, we think that they're going, our country is going to do more for us. We think they're going to support us. And look what they do. They show you what they're doing to you. They showing what they doing to us, how relevant we are. They gave everybody protection but us. The five Asians get attacked. They put a law in place for them. Okay, they got a law in place for everybody. They got a law in place for the homosexuals. If somebody say something out of the way to them, you can go to jail. But black people can be murdered, can be killed, can be hanged, can be persecuted, and all they're going to do is call us savages like they did the Indians when they came here and took their land. They called them savages, said they were evil and wicked, and took it over.
Well,
what have they done for us?
What I want to say, reparation, now they want to get, they shot and killed somebody over there in Afghanistan. This is the wrong shot. They bombed Wall Street and ain't gave black folks nothing. And now, the Jews.
But they want to give you that free shot.
They get millions of dollars from the federal government. NBC, ABC, CNN, all of them is all hooked up together. Fake news. The one thing Trump said, they do fake news on black folks. They lie. They didn't want people to see the guy whooping with whip on the horses, but the independent internet had it. What I'm saying to black lawyers, black football player, basketball players, they need to come to the aid of the Haitians. The lady said they ain't getting no food. They sitting over there under the bridge. They won't even put them in the camp. They got all Afghanistan in the camp, taking care of them. $6 trillion for 20 years. Let me say it again. $6 trillion was gave over there to them people, and they won't, in Haiti, they won't give them a drink of water. That's the kind of racism because of the color of your skin. Black folks better wake up. They're sleeping, and because they got a Cadillac and a white woman, they better wake up because your stuff can, tomorrow, you can be in a concentration camp because you're fighting each other. The killings that are going on black all that killing going on and wanting no black leadership stand up. The pastors is part of it. Ain't nobody said, let's go over to Mexico and see can we help these Haitians. Where the leadership at? Where is the KAA? Where is the Eastern Star? Where is the Mason? Where is all these professors in these colleges? Where are these students? They ain't protesting for nothing. The gays protesting. Want to be a sissy. Want to be a bulldozer. They protesting. How come black folks don't get up and save these black babies over there being killed over there in Mexico? And they want to send them back. They sending them back to what? They sending them back in the hospitals over there. Ain't no food over there. Because earthquake, and then the leader got killed. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Biden ain't saying nothing about it. He talking about the COVID. The COVID going to be him. Because it's a money thing for the pharmaceutical companies. Now, they brought them other people over. They ain't saying nothing about no COVID. With the, for 20 years, United States spent $6 trillion. Where's the money? They don't want to give the Haitians a cup of water. That's the kind of serious stuff going on, Dr. Christian. And it's enough to make a black man get mad. It's enough to make people wake up. And what make it serious, black folks don't care. They done got selfish. We all come from Africa. We all, with some just want some just doctored over there. We doctored over him. But the same thing, and I want to say this, when the Haitians got over where they was at, the people didn't want to give them their freedom. France, but they got to doing their voodoo. They started doing what they did in Africa. You know what they said? Y'all go ahead on. Y'all look. Let me bring these people up, because you know you got some of them so brainwashed. They so caught up in going to Sunday school and going to do this here. I'm a good Baptist. I'm a good Catholic. I'm a good Pentecostal. All of it come from voodoo. And the white folks know when the Haitians get over here, going to turn some things around. They ain't going to fire a gun. But you ain't going to fire no gun when you know the African work. Okay? Now, what I'm saying to you, what's going on now, they don't want Haitians over here in America. Why? Because they ain't going to shoot no guns. They ain't got to shoot no guns. Because they know what to do. They doing they black magic. They doing what they did over in Africa. Voodoo. And let me help these folks out. They mad. Voodoo is the oldest religion in the world. Let me help your Baptist folks out. Let me help your Catholic folks out. Let me ask the Islam folks out. The oldest religion in the world, Voodam, which is voodoo, working of the spirit. Our ancestors did it. Our great ancestors did it. And when they brought them over to Haiti, the France was trying to enslave them, they did their ceremonies. And they told the white folks, y'all going to see God, but we are God. And what that tell us, the color of your skin means something. You know, see, black folks don't believe that. Whatever they see in the paper, they see on the TV, they believe it. And the commentators, the black commentators, they act like that ain't nothing. If that had been white folks did like that, every commentator would have been up in arms. Now, look at Israel. I'm going to take an example, Dr. Christian. Israel, the Jews bombed buildings and killed people, pressed and played. They played a little of it. But they got the guns and the tanks and the airplanes from America. America give the Jews trillions of dollars every year. But the little poor countries, black poor countries, don't get a dime. They come and get all the resources from them. They get the copper. They get the diamonds. They get all the resources. Africa is one of the richest countries in the world. But they're the poorest because they come out, the Europeans come and take everything and bring it back. Even they took the religion and gave it to us, gave us a part of it. But if you name Judaism, you got to talk about voodoo. If you talk about Christianity, you got to talk about voodoo. If you talk about Islam, because all religions flow out of Buddha. Oh, y'all, you need to read your book. You need to read. Over in Egypt, before Israel, in Egypt, they were studying spiritual and God. They didn't even know what a year was. Wasn't a year. Year wasn't even existing then. And they talking about we Jew. It wasn't no Jew. See, you got to understand the game being played. It's a color game. And black folk ain't woke up yet to it. As long as you can play basketball and you can shoot football, you can play baseball. What about the brothers and sisters that died right there in Mexico? And here's the New Mexico president. It's an emergency. When the Haitians got there, it got to be emergency. But when the Afghanistan got there, they took planes, load of cargo planes, and brought them to America and placed them in Mississippi, placed them in Georgia, placed them in Illinois, placed them all over the United States. But the Haitians, they want to send them back. It's enough to make a black man stand up and know that we're still in slavery. Malcolm said it, King said it, Marcus Garvey said it, and I'm saying it right now. Black folks, wake up. You said you want an airplane, you want a Rolls Royce, and you trying to live this white lifestyle, and the white folks know. You don't even know the power. The white folks said, we don't want these Haitians in there because they know what to do. Because when they get to praying, they ain't going to go to church and say, thank you, Jesus. They ain't going to do none of that. They're going to call on the God of the universe. They're going to call on the ancestor. And the ancestor is going to come and take care of business for us. I say, come on, rally. Ring my bell. Somebody got comfortable. You got, look like when black folks get degrees, they change. Lots of them folks in Haiti can't read and write, but they know what rain is. They know how to call the ancestors. We got black folks got master degrees and all kind of degrees and still can't get no job. And they mentioned and begging. And in our neighborhood right now, the Indians come over, they got the subway. And every group come over, they get something, but blacks ain't got nothing but funeral homes that we known for killing. The only thing surviving in the black community is funeral homes. I want to say this, brother and sister need to wake up. I thank you for coming on. Because I asked four or five preachers. They I don't want to talk about that. The truth got to come out. And I'm going deeper, real deep. And some of you have been, I've been taught Christianity. I've been taught Islam. I've been taught Buddhism. I've been taught all of that. But when I get down to the real nitty gritty, and I want to thank Dr. Kirby. And Dr. Kirby said, Buddhism is your religion. And look, they done took your religion, took your mind, and you ain't even got no homeland because you think America your homeland. Your ancestors come from Africa. They have them people right there in Haiti. They come from Africa. They just dropped them off a little further. Huh? I just want you to know that. And you know, you said, well, I don't want to go back to Africa, but I want to stand tall in him because my ancestor was there. The ancestor's fighting for us now. I say. I want to say that. Let me ring. Woo! Good God Almighty. Something, Dr. Christian, something finna happen in the astro. Storm from flood to flood. I was saying tonight, I've been meeting with the ancestors. And the ancestors been saying, until we get it right, until the white folks get it right, there's going to be floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, because Mother Nature ain't happy with how you're treating the native son, the native daughter. Ashe. I just want to say that tonight because I want to tell people, and you write it down, look it up. Let me say it again because they think I made a mistake. The only religion in the world is not Christianity, not Islam, not Hebrewism, not Judaism. The only religion that works is voodoo. And voodoo means working of the spirit. Ashe, ashe. You can't beat it because it's the ancestors. You can't beat it because all the stuff that's going on in America, the Native America, when the red man came, the red man cursed White House. The Indians cursed the White House. And every few years, somebody get murdered in the White House. Somebody get shot because that's the Indian curse. But I'm going deeper than the Indian curse. I'm going back to the bowels of Egypt in Africa, where it all started, where it all come from. I know you don't want to say, you say you've gotten over, it came over. No, it came from Africa. It didn't come from Italy. It didn't come from the Vatican. It all come. They stole artifacts, went to the graveyard, dug stuff up and stole it and put it. Went to Egypt and stole artifacts from the kings and the princes. But still, you have to understand, we are the chosen people of God. And when I told you, let me help y'all out, because some of you all shook up tonight. I met with all the gods. Y'all went to one God. When I went to the ancestors, they carried me to all the gods. The God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, the God of time. But the man told you it's one God. No, it's many gods. And Egypt tell you it's many gods. You ain't got to go up. Moses went up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. What are you going to get the Ten Commandments for? It's right on the wall in Egypt. And if you're Egypt, you've got to be able to know them professions. You got to know them 24 lessons. See what I'm saying? But God and the Holy Spirit have turned this stuff around. I say. I want to say that, Dr. Drew. I just want to get that out because tomorrow I'm going into the spirit realm. I say. Because I want to say this. One white girl come up missing. The FBI, CIA, everybody look for that one white girl. You got five people in Chicago missing. Don't nobody because they black. Color thing. We're dealing with white supremacy and racism. We're dealing with racism right in Chicago, Detroit, Alabama, Mississippi. We're dealing, if you black, it's all right. But if you white, we're going to run you down. They went, got 100 police and went out there and found that white girl with his black girl in the post office. And they ain't found her. Ain't nobody done the law enforcement. Ain't doing nothing to catch all the killing of these black women in Chicago. Black women come up missing in Mississippi. Black women come up missing in Detroit, Ohio, Minnesota. Don't nobody care nothing about them. But let one white woman. Oh, y'all ain't lacking me. Well, God, let me say it again. Ashe, let me strike around. The gods. Let me say it again. The gods. You were taught ain't but one, but it's more than one. The gods gonna turn this thing around. See, you're holding on to the Bible, and the Bible, what the man wrote, the Bible is good to read, but you got to go deeper than that, because the Bible is in your heart, is in your flesh. Like the African said, white folks go to meet God in the church. We become God. When the anointing get on us, we become God. We dictate what's going on. We dictate the weather, We dictate that because we are the spirit of the living God. Dr. Christian, you have anything to say? Anybody else on the line, just press one. If you're scared to say something, you can say, go on, Dr. Christian. Some people are scared to deal with what we're talking about. We're talking about the mass murder of the Haitians right there in front of us. We're seeing them being killed, little babies on the sheets. And we the richest country in the world. We can't take our blacks in. Don't make the same mistake that you did on Black Wall Street. Don't make that same mistake. But it looked like that's the kind of mistake that we're making. I'm just talking about religion. I'm talking about the spirit part. See, and you talk to your pastor. See what your pastor tell you. Your pastor ain't gonna deal with the truth. See, you know, you want the truth, you know who you all about, it's gonna work. I wanna share this with you, the true religion, the true stuff that's been going on. I can't do it all the night, but I'm gonna do a weekly session to black folks understand what it's about, because they ain't gonna tell you at church. $50 million. That means they don't want them here.
What is the purpose of moving dolls, and what is the source of their power? What is the secret that makes the creation of zombies?
The secret of voodoo, Blue Dawn, is the religion come from Africa. The white man named it Christianity. The white man got a little of it and named it Islam. The Arabs got it, named it Islam. And then the white European got it, named it Christianity. Some of them named it. They gave it all a name, but all of them backed away from the real name. Voodoo, which is yoke working with the spirit. I know you've been taught, went to seminary. I'm preaching with the seminary just to get money. You got preachers riding around with planes, got all kind of churches and people sleeping on the outside. And now ain't nobody come to the Haitian rescue. The vice president said, "Hey, show that. We got this. What you gonna investigate? You see the man with a whip on a horseback whooping people and pulling people down."
Discover the unexpected answers to these and other mysteries as we explore the myths and explore each of the more startling realities of
introduce voodoo and bring unity to that whole group of What is the magic and purpose of voodoo? How did it journey from Africa to take root in the United States? Perhaps the church lies buried here in New Orleans in a tomb of Marie Laveau. Precisely as it is, practitioners to this day. It bears witness to the woman who would introduce voodoo to the American people. Powerful figure as feared and as mysterious as the religion she practiced. Scholars believe that Marie Laveau, a voodoo priestess, achieved renown in New Orleans while practicing the unlikely profession of hairdresser for the Seals Elite. Clients, rich and poor, black and white, sought counsel. They paid her handsomely for the voodoo spells and her charms, and Amazon's being is a sense of some bizarre ingredients as gunpowder and dried dog dung. Marie Laveau brought voodoo from the shadows into the mainstream of New Orleans life. Scholars have long been intrigued. While she was the best-known voodoo practitioner of her day, Marie Laveau was also a devout Catholic. It was said that Marie Laveau attended Mass every day. Some historians have raised an intriguing question. Since she converted from Roman Catholicism with the practice of voodoo, was Marie Laveau deliberately seeking to make the African-derived religion more palatable? To this day, the true character of Marie Laveau remains a source of fierce controversy. Some describe her as a formidable, even ruthless woman, while others portray her as a selfless servant of the people.
She did a lot of work for the poor. She was at the home where she was with prisoners in jail all the time, and she was very empathetic to the needs of the less fortunate.
In 1852, Marie Laveau was observed paying regular visits to two men jailed for murder. On the day of his scheduled execution, the sky darkened convincingly. It is said, as if by magic, the executioner's nooses slip off the necks of the prisoners, saving their lives. Marie Laveau's powers have played a role in the prisoner's strange reprieve. We don't know. But as a result of the bizarre incident, the state legislature ends public executions in Louisiana forever. In old age, Marie Laveau kept her mystery alive. Some scholars believe when she was too old to practice voodoo herself, she had her daughter take over for her, assuming her name, her identity, to continue the dynasty.
Together with other daughter, we put Sam on New Orleans, which has ever since been considered the voodoo center of North America, as opposed to the Caribbean. So it's really these two women, mother and daughter, we can attribute to the importance of voodoo in not just Louisiana, but in all of the southern United States.
Although Marie Laveau's life remains a source of intense debate, on one thing at least historians agree. The original...
See, you have to understand that a lot of people don't want to hear this, but it's true. What's going on? Everybody, they don't want to listen to the truth about it. It gives you some power. So that's what happens as we get ready to deal with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Psalms 100. I want you to read Psalms 118. And when you read Revelation, you'll see the spirit of the ancestors.
Botio, we're critical in terms of local traditions of psychotherapy. There's a sense of transferring onto the object, whatever concerns one is facing. And many of them have bottles or have holes in the surface so that one can, in fact, enclose the feelings into the object so they become encapsulated in the figure.
Mother Francis down in New Orleans told me that she picked some gumbo up and he'll pick her other vibe. I know somebody goes, I got to have a lesson. I got to get a shot. Mother Francis down in New Orleans and Abigail, that's a couple of New Orleans. She picked some gumbo up. Now, I think I told Pastor Edward about it. Mother. And she picked that gumbo up. And that gumbo healed people. They couldn't get the virus. Something in the seafood killed whatever virus it is. Now, she's known to be a voodoo worker, but she said that answers have come to her and told her what to fix it up. And people have been fixing that gumbo up. In a certain way, you got to be fixed. You know, run out here and get some fake gumbo in the work. But it got to be there a certain way. And again, it ain't nothing gonna happen to you with the virus. Okay, how many shots you take, boosting and all that. But the spirit come to her right there in New Orleans, see, and told her what to do. And it's been working. I talked to a young man. He said, Bishop, I did that. My mom fixed it up. And we ain't did nothing. And ain't no virus coming out of family. We eat a bowl every day. And that's what she said.
There is little doubt but that they give to one an enormous sense of power and an enormous sense of security.
Mystical powers of voodoo belief culminated in voodoo ceremonies. A remarkable ritual, which rarely witnessed by the uninitiated, and even more rarely understood.
The spirit of God. Dr. Terry's spirit is in this room tonight, and I'm glad to have Dr. Terry here. Dr. Terry practices all over Africa and Italy. So remember, no Dr. Terry. Dr. Terry is in the spirit world. And Dr. Terry said that he would be my guide. I say.
Yeah. Now myself. Alone? Are zombies merely a Hollywood creation, or do they exist in voodoo belief? A zombie by voodoo means dead. It's an individual, man or woman, who has been killed, buried, and then magically resuscitated from the grave by a sorcerer, and then led away to face an uncertain fate, a fate that almost always had to involve slavery. While scientists remain skeptical, voodoo practitioners in Haiti have always considered the threat of being turned into a zombie a fearsome reality.
Whether zombies exist or not is not really the important question. The important question, I think, is whether people believe that zombies exist. And in that particular case, the answer is yes.
On one day in 1980, in a remote corner of Haiti, the question of the existence of zombies has suddenly changed from a realm of legend and speculation to scientific fact. After years of his absence, this man is absent. Suddenly appeared in a small village in Haiti. He tells his sister astonishing news. He insisted he was Aramis Narcisse, who whose death had been officially recorded on this death certificate years before. If skeptical doctors sent the fingerprints of a man, along with those of a corpse on the death certificate, Scotland Yard are in London for analysis. The results are remarkable. The fingerprints of the corpse and the live Narcisse matched perfectly. The man who had been declared dead and buried in this cemetery was now undeniably alive. In this extraordinary interview, Narcisse described to journalists the experience of burial as one of the living dead.
When they took him to the cemetery, did he recall being put inside a coffin and being buried in the
ground?
He heard everything when he was put in the coffin, and he was showing you it was a nail from his coffin.
How long was he in the coffin? What did he feel, think, while he was in the
coffin?
Within hours after his seeming death, Narcisse was exhumed by a voodoo priest and put to work on the priest's plantation as a form of penal servitude.
There were 151 zombies. How
long did he have to work there?
How long did the guy go for? 2 years.
What made possible this seemingly miraculous incident of death and resurrection? Creation by a zombie. The Haitian doctor arrived at a startling theory.
It was possible that poison could exist that would bring someone to a state of apparent death so profound that it could fool a Western-trained physician, at least in the primitive medical conditions of rural Haiti. So if that idea that came to Harvard and asked me to go down to look for the so-called formula of preparation, little did I know that would be 4 years of my life.
What Wade Davis ultimately discovered in Haiti astonished him. The full preparation of our other poison called tetrodotoxin found in the pucker fish. The poison 1,000 times stronger than cyanide. So simply and in fact, that a lethal dose of the balance of the human being. Surprisingly, in Japan, this same species of fish long needs in its constant delicacy after the poison has been carefully removed. Because of this bizarre culinary tradition, Japanese scientists have been able to closely study the poison effects.
Brought on peripheral paralysis, dramatically low metabolic rates, and your consciousness was retained until death. We found case after case in the Japanese medical literature and popular literature in the newspapers of individuals who had been nailed to their coffin by this fish. We found that by full custom in Japan, if you were exposed to the fish, you were laid out in your grave for 3 days to make sure you're really dead. This suddenly made us realize that there could be an absolute material basis to the zombie phenomenon.
Wade Davis' astonishing discovery that zombification was medically possible left an even more intriguing question. Why would anyone administer the nerve poison tetrodotoxin to transform a person into a zombie?
Remember that the fear of Haiti is not of zombies, as movies would imply, but of becoming a zombie. And it became clear that the social sanction of zombification was somewhat analogous to the electric chair. And the power of the social sanction depends on the punishment depends on how often it occurs, but that it can occur and apparently has occurred at rare moments in Haitian history.
Scholars consider zombies an authentic, but relatively minor aspect of voodoo. Some believe that opponents of voodoo had an ulterior motive for exaggerating the importance of the zombie phenomenon.
I have a Haitian friend who tells me that it's the
now terribly involved.
Zombies are not the only means in voodoo beliefs for the living to possess the souls of the dead. There is another ritual which is more frequently practiced by voodoo initiates. To outsiders, it remains a baffling ancient mystery.
What's more common, much more common, is the idea of capturing somebody's spirit or soul and putting that spirit or soul in a bottle and making spirit or soul work for you. And that kind of phenomenon is called an astral zombie.
Zombies of the stars. The souls of the dead are revered in voodoo. Our body is less sacred. And yet, surprisingly, bones of the dead are sometimes used in voodoo ceremonies. Their practice can shock and mystify outsiders. But what is its true purpose?
Well, another sensational thing about some of our dark practices that are indeed part of the umbrella of voodoo, is the use ritual practice of human remains, human bones, and so on, always for a ritualistic purpose. And so any culture that uses human remains is essentially saying dust to dust, ashes to ashes, and it's a profound philosophical statement in any culture.
In Buddhism, our ceremonies are intended to evoke the presence of deceased ancestors, maintaining contact with loved ones after they've gone. Desires are close to one's family, even in death, manifest itself in a way which might seem foreign to American sensibilities.
What effects do you have? Because you can fix the great family for you. I live externally home. Oftentimes, my body is buried literally under the living room of the house, so that the dead would be right there.
In voodoo, the Judeo-Christian concepts of heaven and hell seem surprisingly irrelevant. Instead, the souls have an altogether different destiny. The unique form of reincarnation.
Heaven and hell is just.
So wrapping up the end of the day here, I'm going through our daily inspection report. My doctor has made these things really, really easy to fill up. I'm going to take you to our photo that we have here.
That's the
word.
What's visible is not out there. There is no place of eternal damnation after death. So I migrate after death. Souls go under the water. If the family initiates the right ritual for that soul after death, the soul will then migrate the body of future generations to that family, so that there's a circle of life and death.
I say.
At the temple of the serpents in Benin, once the kingdom of Nepal in West Africa, its worshippers pay homage to a powerful voodoo deity. Outsiders might view the python with fear or revulsion, but for voodoo initiates, this creature is an object of reverence, a source of positive spiritual power, and a link with their ancestors. But how can a snake possess spiritual power? According to Judeo-Christian belief, the serpent was present at the dawn of mankind as the very embodiment of evil. In the Bible, it is a serpent which seduces Eve into taking the apple. The serpent, which is the most loathsome of creatures.
The Lord said to the serpent, "Cursed are you above all cattle and above all wild animals. but on your belly you shall go, and thus shall you eat all the days of your life. Genesis 3:14.
God talks in contrast with the Bible. The snake and voodoo embody tremendous power of the good, the only cleansing of male and female energies.
The vision of the python, which is quite different from the snake and the Judeo-Christian religion. The Judeo-Christian religion has the proverb of the snake in the garden. It's just slithering. Whereas the snake or the snake stand. There shall stand the bridging of heaven and earth with God.
During slavery, Africa was forced to practice voodoo in secret. They concealed their worship of the snake god, Nalala, by honoring the image of St. Patrick, who was said to have had a snake on the island. In A, Nalala continues to be viewed as a god who bestows health and prosperity. But what is also a serpent's ancient power?
The repository of all spiritual wisdom is Dambana Waito, the serpent god. The serpent god also brought the falling rain that fertilized the earth. And when the rain fell, a rainbow was reflected. It was Aida Waito. And Dambana Waito, the serpent god, fell in love with Aida. And their love climbed in a cosmic helix from which all life was fertilized.
This special market in Benin, traditions come to purchase the remains of animals they believe possess magical powers, as aphrodisiacs, medicines, or as amulets, to cast spells on their enemies. Much animals will be cured for ritual purposes. But to outsiders, it seems that our practice is to voodoo initiates a profound religious sacrament.
People get very concerned about animal sacrifice because they think it's somehow the one realization of life, but in voodoo practice is nothing of the sort. That sacrifice doesn't mean to kill or to brutalize. It comes from Latin, being sacred.
Is animal sacrifice really so alien to the Judeo-Christian tradition? The Bible itself contains numerous references to the practice.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram. And Abraham went up and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. Genesis 22:14.
There's an animal sacrifice, a lot of major religions.
Soon, early on, the Lord says, sweep my nostrils of this animal that has been roasted on an altar in his name. So it's nothing mysterious. Sacrifice of animals is very core of the Judeo-Christian tradition.
Scholars are long been fascinated by the extreme importance of animal sacrifice in Hindu.
Animal sacrifice is central to voodoo, but it's central to Haitian life. Chickens are killed in the ceremony in the same way they're killed in the market. It really fascinates how